Hi, I'm Emma Isaac. I'm from BYU Idaho Radio, and today I'm going to be interviewing Vice Presidents Amy Labaugh and Brett Cook. How are you both today?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
Thanks.
Thank you for being willing to interview. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about just kind of what the semester is going to look like for students mostly. So obviously the semester is going to be a little bit different. So what sort of things have BYU Idaho done to prepare for students to come back?
I can probably help with that one.
Yeah.
All the way back in March, when we were asked to go remote, right at that beginning, there were a lot of preparations that started all the way back then, and they continue even today. But many of the things that you'll notice that are different as a student coming onto campus and anyone else is that, you know, masks are required across campus. There's differences in each of the buildings. A lot of spacing and physical distancing that has to take place just to adhere to the protocols that we have from public health. And as you go into the buildings, you'll notice that there's arrows on the floor. There'll be people that will be helping to direct that traffic. And one of the biggest changes that a student will see is as they walk into a classroom and they find out that many of the chairs that were normally in that room have been removed specifically so that we can have the correct physical distancing. And it's just for their own safety and for everyone else's. But across campus, the different protocols that have been put in place are there, upgrading the sanitization and the cleaning. All the high-touch places are being hit multiple times a day. We've got special equipment that's been brought in to help with not only the speed, but the level of sanitization that takes place. There's alcohol wipes in the front of each of the classrooms so that they can take that and actually wipe down your own area if you feel like you'd like an extra cleaning on that. But it's happened all the way across campus. Many more student employees have been hired to help with that, so there's a lot more jobs that have been available. But it started way back in March in preparation so that we could have everything in place as the students come back for this fall semester. Now that they're here, I think they're seeing what is different and how that is, but we're loving that as we look across campus. I was here yesterday and walking around campus and seeing the students adhering to the protocols and just helping us to do all the things that we've tried to put in place as a university for the safety and to be able to have our fall semester in person on campus, which is where it's best.
Definitely. Yeah.
I've really watched Brother Cook and his colleagues work so hard. And all those things, if there was anything that would make campus healthier, keep it safer, and help make sure it could stay open, Brother Cook did that. So appreciate all of those things that have been done.
Definitely. So how excited were you both to have students actually physically on campus this fall?
Friday and Saturday night were pretty good nights on campus. We were able to host safe, distanced activities, and it was fun regardless of new student or returning student. But a lot of our freshmen who were seniors who didn't get their high school graduation and some of those senior activities, they just said, this is the most fun I've had since March. And so we're really glad to be open. It's different, it's smaller, but we can find safe ways to do things. And it felt really good to have students back on campus.
Yeah.
I was excited to have them back because this is the way it should be. This is what everybody wants. One other thing that I forgot to mention is we extended the move-in time all the way back to the Tuesday before classes started. And I came up on campus on the Tuesday, Wednesday, the Thursday, and Friday and talked with parents bringing freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors all to campus and just hearing their excitement of being able to bring them to campus and how they felt and hearing from different students from all over the nation and the world, just be excited about being here on campus, even though it's different. That's what's exciting, is just having that opportunity that we can be here where we know across the nation there's so many that aren't open.
Yeah, definitely. So on the topic of these incoming freshmen that had a lot of their senior activities canceled, mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for them about making the most of this semester here at BYU Idaho?
Yeah, I think for a new student, this wouldn't be the ideal circumstance, right, that they would pick. But I think we found there's been a lot of blessings in the COVID world. And I just can't count the number of people who said, I learned to play guitar, or I learned how to do this thing. And so in a way, having a more focused, a more limited freshman start will really help our students get to know their roommates really well, really cultivate those study habits as they have more time indoors. And I think it can be a really good thing to get started on a really solid foundation. And they'll see it as a gift. I learned to study. I had time to do my homework. I had fun with my roommates. It might be the best way to start.
Yeah.
There's a lot that's available.
Yeah.
I mean, all the activities and everything, you have to be a little more deliberate. But I think it opens up some opportunities that we never had before that we took for granted, that you do go and participate in different activities. And like Sister LaBaugh said, with just getting to know your roommates better than you ever had in the past and gaining that relationship for lifelong relationships that you'll have from here on out.
Definitely. Yesterday, my husband had his first on-campus class in a while. Okay. And he said he actually liked the smaller classes because he felt like his teacher could really get to know each student. So I guess that's one of the small mercies.
There are some side blessings for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. So many students that I spoke to were so happy that there was opportunities for them to be around people and be on campus. Mm-hmm. What are some of these opportunities that students can attend or look forward to?
Well, Brett runs a lot of the facilities on campus, so he'll have some really fun things to share. But every night, there's going to be small group activities, so students can come with their roommates and socialize and have fun. And so maybe we're used to the large-scale events, but just know you don't ever have to be stuck inside if you don't want to be. And you can come to campus and participate in, you know, blacklight golf, to karaoke, to escape rooms. And so there's a lot to do, even outdoors and outside. There's some wonderful new facility improvements like disc golf, frisbee golf, but lots to do.
Everything's in place. Where a few months ago, everything was completely shut down. Mm-hmm. All the facilities are open. There are some, you know, accommodations that you have to adhere to with the physical distancing, but from the fitness center to the pool to the courts, the outdoor playing fields, everything's available in that type of situation. And I know there's going to be activities that will be taking place in the Manwaring Center, mm-hmm. in the Crossroads areas, and other places across campus. So there's a lot to do.
And even with our Camp Rec sports, there's still league play going on. There's still volleyball. There's a lot of things that students can do who like doing that. It's modified, but available.
One other thing that the students need to remember, and many, if you're new here, you don't realize we have an outdoor resource center, and they have equipment for so many activities and things that you can do. And we've specifically put in all the protocols so things are cleaned and sanitized and ready, but even a larger stock of things that are available so that you can go and check those out and rent and participate in everything you can dream. So there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
Clearly there's been a lot of preparation for the students coming back this fall. What sort of changes were made to the school to accommodate COVID-19 restrictions? You mentioned that like the classrooms look different, roommates, mm-hmm. things like that. What other things have been changed?
You know, maybe our academic colleague, academic vice president Kelly Bergner isn't here, but I think that's a fundamental change where students aren't only picking in classroom or online, but they get hybrid, they get flex, they get remote. And so really that was a big change to be able to offer students choice so that they could take campus classes safely in whatever modality works best for them.
Yeah, we've got to give credit to the faculty and all the efforts that they put in to make this possible the way it is. And there's just so many options. And I think from the little bit we've heard just in the last 2 days, we're finding out, as your husband found out, I really like this class a little bit better. I think we're finding out from some students, they're saying, I'm actually interacting more in some of these hybrid courses and different things because smaller group, a little more interaction. It's a concern, and I think a struggle in some ways to have some that are remote and some that are face-to-face, mm-hmm. but the faculty have figured it out, and I think it'll take a little bit getting used to, but as it goes forward, it'll be great. But the rest of campus, so many things, you know, with a lot of it with the physical distancing that needs to take place. I would invite everyone literally to go walk into the Eye Center courts from up above and look down in courts 1 and 2 and then see all the extra furniture that's been pulled from across campus and located in one location, just so that we have those protocols that we've adhered to. And then walk over into the Heart Gym and look at what's set up there for a great study space, a remote in space that has good Wi-Fi, and just a place where students can go, where you can't congregate with as many numbers in other spaces on campus, being the library or the Mannering Center. It's additional space that's made available so the students still have that place they can go to if they come onto campus.
Brother Cook, you mentioned the Wi-Fi. What upgrades have been done to make sure that the Wi-Fi is strong and
They've gone through on a lot of the Wi-Fi and different things that are across campus, just ensuring it's got coverage. There's some different things within the classroom. A lot of the classroom technology is another big change that's happened here on campus, just so that the different hybrid courses can take place with microphones. I don't know all the names for all of it, but so you can show the whiteboard on screen and what you're doing on your desk and everything, and then just the interaction that's made available. All that technology, and some is still coming. Because of the supply and demand right now that's happened, it's been a struggle to get things in, but much of it is here, it's installed, it's working, and we're hearing good reports from it, but there's more that's coming.
Perfect, thank you. So what can students look forward to this semester, just in terms of like on-campus activities? You mentioned that there was going to be things daily. Are there any bigger events that will be happening like other semesters?
Yeah, I think that this Sunday is a really special Sabbath weekend for students, and that this fast that we've been invited to participate in, I think will anchor students to everything else that they choose to do. And so we'll probably talk about it more later, but we are fasting for a miracle. And part of the miracle is personal inspiration and dedicated personal obedience to the protocols. Everything that Brother Cook mentioned that the university has done is for naught if we get careless on the weekend, if we get careless in our gatherings. And so I think the foundation for all of the activities to come will be in how we anchor ourselves this weekend as we fast and as we ask for heaven's blessing, but also consider our personal contribution, both in campus and in the community.
I agree. With this, the fast that's coming on, and I'll mention just from the food service standpoint, it was decided that if we were allowed to do this fast, that we wanted to feed everyone. And so all students, single students, and also the married wards that all attend BYU Idaho are going to receive that meal. And so our number, I know President Irene mentioned in his devotional talk, it was about 17,000. It's now grown to over 19,000 meals that we are going to provide coming this Sunday to just help to create that spiritual atmosphere and that gathering that you'll have as roommates and as husband and wife in a married situation, where you can break your fast and go through and discuss different things that will be put in the bag that you'll be getting with the food. It'll also have some discussion points that would maybe help guide your discussion and increase the spirituality of it, and then in turn help you for a commitment for how we can stay together and be here all the way through the end of the year.
And with that united foundation of faith and dedication of, you know, personal obedience and respect for our roommates and adhering to the protocols, we can look forward to really fun, modified fall carnivals. And we can look forward to a Christmas tree lighting and things that will be distanced and safe, not like we've experienced them in the past, but we'll find a way to put the lights on and to make this place just a cheerful and faith-filled place.
Definitely. Her team's unbelievable. They do great things. Yeah.
together we can accomplish the impossible.
Definitely. So you mentioned this fast this upcoming weekend. Mm-hmm. So what exactly have the students been asked to fast for?
I think, as was mentioned earlier just a little bit, it's giving everyone an opportunity to reflect and to have fasting and prayer about the situation we're in. I think we've invited everyone back to campus. We've been given the approval to be able to hold this fast, which I think has never happened before.
No.
And we're in a different situation. And I think our combined prayers and the thoughts that we have as an entire university will bring blessings to us each and the university as a whole. And I think we're being asked to fast for not only what you may need personally in your own life and what you may need as you're here for this fall semester, but for the university, so that as we go forward that we may have protection from the virus and different things, so that all the preparations and everything we put in place, I truly believe that after all we can do, we have to turn to the Lord. That's where we go, and that's what the fast is for, is we've put a lot of effort in, and everyone has put in their inspiration, their work, and their time. Now it's time to turn it over to the Lord and ask for that added help for everything that we've done.
I agree. We really do worship a God of miracles, and He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we know as we humbly approach Him according to the law of the fast and bring our personal faith and again our obedience to that, we open the door to blessings that He's willing to give us. And so we pray His will to be done in all things, but we're fasting for a miracle. We're fasting that this pandemic will be abated. And we're fasting that collectively, we won't lose our grit and that we won't lose our will to do what's personally necessary of each one of us to stay safe and to keep campus open.
Definitely. I love that you mentioned that. So how important it is for students to have personal integrity when it comes to COVID-19, the coronavirus, and kind of like reporting when they see people who may have it?
I think it's very important. I mean, if you are, you know, feeling symptoms and different things, I mean, we ask you to go and have it checked out for your own safety and your own health. Campus has everything in place with added services and accommodations made in the classroom, so there's not a penalty of any reason of any type of why you would not want to have that known and be able to, in essence, take advantage of the services that are there with extra tutoring and meals and other things that are happening across campus. I think you'll be able to have an experience, even if you happen to test positive and you need to isolate for the time period that public health determines, that you can still have the experience that you were looking for when you came to BYU-Idaho this fall. It's just that if we can all have that integrity and each of us do what we need to do, we'll be here through the entire semester. And that's the goal. Is we just need to have that and help not only ourselves, but everyone around us to be safe.
Brother Cook has really been this wonderful bridge between the community and our public health officials. And so what I want students to know, if they're feeling sick, if they're feeling symptomatic, or if they're concerned about a friend or roommate who is, they can use these resources in the health center. And they can also contact the student well-being office. And the well-being office is located in the Kimball building. A wonderful woman named Sister Lourdes runs that area. And so the students will be able to contact Sister Lourdes, and she'll be able to help triage different services that they need. You can imagine if you're quarantined and you're sick with COVID, it's hard to get groceries. It's hard to get a meal. And so I want our students to know that there's no shame in reporting. Reporting is the kindest thing that you can do to keep us healthy and safe and open. And so just know that you're not alone and that you'll find the resources and support you need at the Student Wellbeing Center.
One other thing that's being put in place, it's not there yet, but within about 2 days, we will have what we're calling a drive-up or walk-up testing location, which will be just outside of the west end of the health center here on campus. So for anyone that is having symptoms and different things, they can go there and be tested, and we'll receive our test results back much faster. Right now, our general area are having to send those out, and it's taking sometimes as many as 5 to 7 days. And we're being told we'll be able to get everything back within 1 day. And that's not only available for the students at the university, but all of the Rexburg area. The public can come and utilize those services also. So we're reaching out to the community as well as the campus community for that assistance.
Definitely. I've sensed kind of like a theme from our conversation of just the university supporting the students in the pandemic, socially, spiritually, and with school. I guess, how do you feel like that support will help these students? How do you feel like it'll help them personally?
I think it will, just for, like we stated before, everyone wants to be on campus, but it is different. And I think without all these different support measures that we've mentioned, it would be difficult. And I think with everything that we've mentioned as far as protocols and the activities and the different services that are all available, hopefully it gives a little bit of comfort to each of the students saying, I'm okay being here. And my parents are going to be okay with me being here. And I think it gives you a little bit of a comfort zone to know that I'm in the right place. There are safety protocols in place specifically to help me to stay safe while I'm going after my academic endeavors. And I can be here, I can stay here, and it's probably the best place for me right now. And that's what we're trying to get that message out, is this is the place that you wanted to be, this is where you should be, and you'll be safe, you'll be able to enjoy it, and you can still have that college experience that you're all thriving and striving to get to. And this is where it's at.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're just really familiar with that concept. We have workout buddies, right, to keep us accountable. And we go to see our tutor to keep us accountable. And so know that through student well-being, you will have a partner to support you, just like you would in any of those other areas. So we want to support you in your academic, in your fitness, yes, but also in your health. And so you can count on us to be there for that. But we need you to let us know so we can be helpful.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me and all of the students about some of these concerns and issues. Once again, we are so grateful that you guys are supporting the students in the way that you do. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. It was so good to be with you.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you.